the million-dollar question that unsettles students and parents alike. The epoch-old query posed by family and distant relatives to teenagers is, what do you plan to do after your 12th? Especially, these two fields of engineering and medical are much coveted, and especially for a science student, people generally assume that they are going to get into either engineering or medical. And when this question comes, people generally confine the choices to only two options, engineering and medical, shutting out the plethora of options that already exist. Devika loved science. That's about it all. She actually didn't care much about becoming an engineer, but not knowing much about career options, she prepared herself for JEE and cleared it too with a great rank. But after a year in the engineering college, she could not relate to what she was learning there. It was not something that was inspiring her at all. Knowledge of the rising number of underemployed and underpaid engineers in India added to her worries and scared her. Devika realized that she should specialize in a field that interested her. After multiple counseling sessions, she arrived at the decision of dropping out of her engineering college. She enrolled herself into a bachelor's program in atmospheric sciences and went on to become a meteorologist. A happy one too. But this is not a very good route or a path wherein you come out of one career option and then move to other, because it results in a lot of waste of time, money, efforts, and above all, it shakes the student's confidence and motivation also. So to understand the science of career selection, I actually would like to invite you to my webinar, where you can go and register on jakshay.com, jakshay.com. By the way, this is Akshay Jalan. I'm working as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay since the last 12 years. And my main focus now is to help high school and college students to explore, discover, and grow in their career journey scientifically and systematically. The point I'm trying to drive home is that restricting yourself to 2-3 career options or not asking unlimited questions about your career choices and prospects is often the biggest obstacle to making the right career choice. So most often, ignorance about career options is the perpetrator here. The world of science is indeed a vast one to be restricted to just talk about engineering and medical, and that's what we are going to cover in this today's podcast. So welcome to yet another episode of Career Vision Podcast, where we are going to discuss today about 6 questions that you can ask to understand what are the career options that are better than engineering or medical for a science student. So let's begin. The first question is, do I have a quantitative or a mathematical aptitude? So as a student, do you love to play with numbers and are great with calculations and deductions? Is that the only reason why you or your family think you should do engineering? Well, then I think it calls for deeper thought and analysis, because there are numerous careers where you can utilize your mathematical skills. Like it could be statistics, it could be big data analytics, it could be actuarial science, mathematical research, operations, and so on. Even employment in the defense, public, and analytical sectors are also open for such students who love mathematics. Second point is, am I fascinated by innovations or technology? If new innovations and technological developments intrigue you and you wish to create new products or models and you are very passionate about them, then maybe you could explore options like genetic or agricultural engineering, waste management or engineering, alternative energy consulting, mechanical and automobile engineering, even fashion technology, agricultural economics, agronomy, environmental science, power engineering, and so on. Third question to ask yourself is, do I love applied science? If it is tough for you to choose between scientific subjects and you are equally fascinated by each of them, then maybe you could consider studying applied sciences. Applied sciences are a broad interdisciplinary field which includes multiple subjects like physics, biology, computer science, engineering, natural sciences, and others, which help you use existing scientific knowledge to develop more practical applications which could be helpful in the real world. Outside India, most countries, they offer a degree in applied sciences at par with an engineering degree, and it is a 4-year course, abroad. In India, a degree in applied science courses is apt for students with a research-oriented mind and for those who wish to learn the fundamentals of application-based research in scientific fields. It could be artificial intelligence, machine learning, ethical hacking, journalistic writing, medical lab technology, nanotechnology, wildlife management, to just name a few, which can be of great interest for students who are in love with science and especially applied science. Fourth question to ask yourself is, do I have an inclination towards involving intensive research and come up with new findings? Well, if research work interests you and you feel you can work committedly on projects and findings, then you could look at careers in allied sciences going beyond the conventional engineering and medicine. The allied sciences are forensic studies, clinical research, market and healthcare research could interest you. There are research careers available in the field of microbiology, which was used to work on the SARS-CoV-2 virus at the time of COVID-19. This microbiology field where you study microorganisms. Then could be biochemistry, where generally you discuss and study about food processing, biophysics, zoology, genetics, botany, and many more. Even research careers in physical sciences can help you work as a research scientist in fields like chemistry, geology, astronomy, geophysics, meteorology, aerospace, and much more. So if you're willing to explore a little further beyond, then you can look at research in humanities-based subjects as well, where you could also get good jobs like anthropology, archaeology, history, or even urban planning. In these careers, research would focus on areas such as languages, archaeological remains, culture, heritage, etc. Fifth point is, am I looking for an immensely satisfying and rewarding career? If you've decided on working your way passionately and dedicatedly towards serving mankind, even then you may focus not just on an MBBS course. There are so many other streams like physiotherapy, occupational therapy, hematology, speech therapy, clinical or counseling psychology, environmental engineering, public health administration, and so on. They are all very rewarding both in monetary and non-monetary ways. The final question that you can ask yourself is, do I love the creative aspects of science? So if the creativity of science is what inspires you, then maybe you should pursue a degree in architecture or design. It could be fashion technology, interior design, web design, or maybe product or industrial design. Even automobile design is a very upcoming field which pays well. It's not necessary that you need to do automobile engineering only, but if you like to design the vehicle externally, then you could even look at automobile design. UI UX design is there. Game design and development is also a very upcoming field where you could be using animation, graphics, and a lot of creativity. So it's not just the physicists or engineers who make use of STEM subjects. Even these are the careers that I mentioned can be of great use to industrial designers, game developers, or even animators who use their knowledge of sciences to do wonderful work in their respective fields. So, to summarize, young boys and girls sometimes pursue a degree in science, especially in engineering or medical, only because they are convinced by their mentors or parents or media that real jobs exist only in these two professions. But this is not real. Those who take up non-science or applied sciences are, according to them, not capable of succeeding professionally. Yet, that couldn't be farther away from the truth. There is an institute called ICER, Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, which focuses on doing research on core sciences, where you could specialize in doing your BS or Bachelor of Science in the field of physics or chemistry or biology. So you could even check that out. And I'll be soon recording a podcast or a video where I'll be explaining about the options for pure science lovers. So no doubt, a science degree gives the irrefutable advantage of going through any door you wish to. But it's better to be clear at the outset about what you want to do and not go in a hit and trial way. So to have a satisfying career, have the heart first to explore, because there are a plethora of options both in science and beyond. Even if you're an academically brilliant student, you never know, you may be cut out to be a scientist or a researcher, putting your skills to even greater use than just being a doctor and an engineer. Doctor and engineer are great careers, provided you resonate with them. And to understand more about what you resonate with, it's very important to understand how to scientifically and systematically choosing a career. For that, I would like to suggest that you go to my website jayakshay.com, to understand about the various services that we offer, the tools of psychometry, astrology that we use, and also about register for our next webinar, which can help you take your career journey to the next level. And if you're unsure about your aptitude interest for the sciences, don't be afraid to broaden your horizons to explore career options in other streams. You never know what the world of career might have in store for you. And at any point you feel you are unsure about the right step, go to our website, get in touch with us on our email ID at admin@jakshay.com, and we'll be happy to assist you on how to take your career journey to the next level. So this is Akshay Jalan signing off. Thank you for listening to this episode of Career Vision Podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you and all the best.